The rift based on the Gemara in Yevamos. Samech Zayin Amud Aleph interprets when the Mishnah says, Uber b'mei zara zar, a fetus in the womb of a non-Kohen is a non-Kohen. So a fetus inside of the woman is a zar. So the Chasam Sofer writes, based on the Rif's conclusion, that Uber b'mei zara zaru, so the pregnant wife of a Kohen should be permitted to enter into a cemetery or to a room where there's a dead body, a corpse. Even though Miel Kohanim are obligated in Tumas Kohanim, we're not concerned about her fetus, since the fetus is the status of a non-Kohen. So the Chasam Sofer is not a problem because the fetus has the status of being even if it's a male, it's uba b'meimo as the status of the mother, and therefore a mother's not a Kohen. And even if you're telling me the fetus then has the status of an Ashes Kohen, as what we know the Lach is Amor ve'amata v'hazik adolam ha'katanim, it only applies to males and not females, only to B'nai Aaron. B'nei Aaron, lo b'nos Aaron. However, Rav Chanan Wasserman, the Kovet Shurim, argues that even if the fetus has the status of a non-Kohen, still the mother can't come in contact to a cemetery or room. Because why? Because true, right now, he's not a Kohen, but he'll become a Kohen at birth. So if he becomes tummy during pregnancy, so then the time that when the child's born will be causing the Kohen to become tummy. And that's an issue. You can't make a Kohen tummy. You have to hold the bait today. Rambam Ravid. According to the Rambam, each time a Kohen becomes tummy, it's another Makis, it's another love. And the Ravid, it's not clear on what point he disagreed with, whether he just says there's no Makis, or he just says that you're not chayav every time, whatever the pshat is, but that's what Rav Chanan Wasserman points out, that even if he doesn't have a status then, but since you're causing it. And then he points out, Rav Chanan Wasserman, that if the Kohen's wife is a Bas Kohen, then he wants to say, according to everybody, she must avoid Tuma. Because then the fetus certainly is a Kohen and must avoid Tumah because both of his parents are Kohanim, which is a big Kiddush to say the wife's a Kohen. So the Chasam Sofer clearly disagrees with Rav Chanan Wasserman and says the laws requiring Kohanim not to come in contact only apply to males and not females. Therefore, even if the mother's a Bas Kohen, it doesn't apply, and therefore it's not a problem for a pregnant woman to enter into a cemetery. So that's the Machlokas, the Chasam Sofer and Rav Chanan Wasserman, if a wife of a Kohen can enter a cemetery. There are other opinions also for leniency today. There's a general minhag for a pregnant wife not to come anyway. Not to come in contact with the dead, but a wife of a Kohen. So you have the heter of the Chasam Sofer that it doesn't have a status of a Kohen, and therefore, and there's no problem for a woman because there's no issue for a woman to come in contact. There's a famous answer of the Rokeach. The Rokeach answers the reason why the pregnant wife of a Kohen could enter a cemetery is based on the age-old principle of Svek Sveka. It's a double. That one suffix is that maybe it's a Nekeva. Maybe it's a woman inside and it only applies to male. And even if you tell me the fetus is a male, maybe it's going to be a Nefil, a stillborn. Therefore, based on a Svek Sveka, she doesn't have to avoid She doesn't have to avoid the corpse, even if you consider her fetus to be a Kohen. That's the Svek Svek of the Rukeach, and that's what the post can point out. Bizman Hazeh, if the regency of the Rukeach is based on Svek Sveka, so perhaps today, if you have a sonogram that tells you the sex, then we assume that the sonogram is reliable, so then maybe the heter of the Rukeach would fall off. And however, according to the Chasam Sofer, it wouldn't make a difference. And the Radvaz has another answer. The Radvaz says, based on a Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin, that Ayin Aleph says, that let's say there's a dead fetus in a woman's womb, so it doesn't make the mother tummy. Why not? It's a dead fetus. So the Gemara explains, it's a halacha on the principle of tuma balua, swallowed up tuma. That a tummy object which is swallowed or enveloped inside a person's body does not transmit tuma. And therefore the Gemara says, and as well in contrast, there's a principle called tahara bua, that a tar object absorbed in a person does not become tummy if it enters into a cemetery or olam mace. So therefore the Ravaz says that based on the principle of tahara bua, that the pregnant wife of a Kohen is permitted to become Tameh, even if there is no Sveka, even if you knew it was a male. The fetus does not contact Tumah when the mother enters the room, why did Rekeach have to come onto Sveka? In other words, if you had Tara Bavuah, so someone will point out, he's only talking about it's a 9 month perhaps, and she's close to getting pregnant. She's close to giving birth. But either way, so there are different, so there are three basic leniencies for the wife of a Kohen to a pregnant wife of a Kohen, either based on the Chasam Sofer, that the Uber doesn't have the status of a Kohen, so what's the difference? The Rokeach Svek Sveka, and the Radvaz Tara Bua. And as we mentioned, Rav Chanan Wasson points out to Brahman, that seems to be in the Olam HaYeshivas, that seems to be the Psak that Rav Shachter goes with, that there's a din of, even if you don't make the Kohen, there's an Isser, in other words, there's an Isser tomb is not result-oriented, it is a special Isser, Kohen can't come in contact with the dead, even if you give me a Hechad Timsi where they won't become Tameh. So either way, so that's the Minig Machokas among the Poskim on whether Aishas Kohen Muberes, whether she could come in contact either in the room where someone's dead, or can she go into a cemetery.